From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this week's edition of CSJP in 5, we will focus on the annual summer camp held in the St. Andrew South Division and how two of the campers benefited from the experience. Over 120 young men and women between the ages of 10 and 17 were engaged in a host of activities from August 10 to 22 at the Garvey Maseo High School in Clarendon at a summer camp. The camp was hosted by the St. Andrew Community Safety and Security Branch in partnership with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. The suite of activities, including team-building sessions, motivational talks, and sporting activities, were geared towards improving the mindset of the campers as well as their attitude to life. The objectives of the camp were to target troubled and vulnerable students from 7 schools and 11 police youth clubs within the St. Andrew South Division and foster improved behavior for non-violent conflict resolutions.
It was easier to track and treat the students when we got them from the school versus just picking them from the community or asking persons if they know somebody who would benefit from the program. And it's also easier to get them mentors when we have a tracking system within the school.
Case Management Officer CSJP Marcia Flynn. Ms. Flynn says the parents of the campers were also involved in workshops.
We had persons come in and give them positive talks about different topics.
We have seen positive changes in everyone. Even as I was a very, 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 very shy, conceited person, but since I'm in my group and stuff at camp, you know, I was forced to go on stage and sing, dance, perform, do the quiz, my team, and of course, and stuff. So it really, you know, boosts my confidence and self-esteem a lot.
That's 19-year-old Devon Lincoln. He says the food and the bond among the campers were some of the other highlights for the camp. He adds that he also discovered at the camp that he's good at acting. 15-year-old Amanda Reed says she learned a very valuable lesson during the camp.
It has definitely taught me how to work as a team, how to accept people and never to judge a book by its cover.
Her highlights included Drama Night.
It was one of the groups, because the groups are based on flowers, and this group called Fern did a bit where they observed how some of the facilitators moved, as in, and it mocked them, basically. So they put on a performance based on the facilitators, and some of them stood out, and it was very funny.
Devon says he would recommend anyone to attend the camp. It is the intention of the Community Safety and Security Branch to implement a mentorship program in the schools from which the campers attend to reinforce lessons learned at the camp.
Out of this camp, we target some students and we're putting them into a mentorship program. So we pair these students with persons from the industrial belt within the St. Andrew South Division. We look at the pastoral community, the business community, police officers, and other volunteers who are willing to be mentors to these students. And thus far, we have selected 30 from the program.
Sergeant of Police attached to the St. Andrew South Division of the Community Safety and Security Branch and Camp Coordinator Alexander Bloomfield. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.